Today's episode of High Haters is brought to you by the Barstool Sports Store. Make sure you're getting High Haters merch. I'm wearing a lovely, lovely George Washington cross and a little Delaware High Hater shirt. And I like it. I like it a lot. I just got it in the mail from old Welker. Sent it to me, and it's lovely.
I love it. And you were wearing another good one earlier today.
I was. The Michael Scott one is fire. Whenever I was at Disney World, so many people complimented that shirt.
Yeah, I love that
shirt. If you wear that shirt, you get compliments.
Well, your whole outfit was fire today, actually.
It was. It was a very good outfit. Most of it came from the Barstool Sports store. So go there, store.barstoolsports.com. Let's go with the episode.
Hi, Hira. How you doing? Long time no see. Yeah.
Hi, Hira. How you doing? I know that you're hating on me. The more that you hate on me, the more that I'll do my thing. Hi, Hira. How you doing? I know that you're hating on me. The more that you hate on me, the more that I'll do my thing. Hi,
Hira. Well, Kate, it's been a busy-ass day.
Yeah.
Busy day. Started my day at the Devour Home Run Derby. Did a little pitching. I was actually a little nervous to do some pitching. Well, because I've never thrown on camera, and it's probably been a good, I would say, honestly, 7-8 years since I've thrown anything to another person that wasn't like my daughter.
And I feel like for a home run derby specifically, the pressure is extra high because you want to help the person. You want to do good, and you feel like if they are failing, it's partially your fault.
Yeah, so when they told me, like, hey, just fuck it up, be a bad pitcher for a little bit, I was like, no problem.
Yeah.
I can figure that out. I can do that for sure.
It just comes natural.
And those sandwiches were surprisingly good. I mean, it actually is a free ad right now, but they were like legitimately good sandwiches. But I wish I didn't have to eat it because today we spent our day at Coney Island.
It
was first time going to Coney Island. I had all these expectations based on what I'd seen on TV shows, and I was excited to go.
It was very exciting. First, I have been there before, been to minor league baseball games, ridden the rides there, been many times. Chaps had never been, so I was talking it up, a big game. The first thing that happened was, like, 2 blocks from the boardwalk, we got stuck in traffic for, like, 25 minutes. We finally hopped out, and then our lift, like, went right by us. Like, as soon as we got out, it was fine.
We got out. Like she said, we were, like, 2 or 3 blocks away, and I legitimately thought that we were going to be raped.
We were in the bootleg muffler area.
There's a dude that looked like a fatter, balder Action Bronson, like sitting out on the porch.
Like a Buddha Bronson.
People were clearly, either they were still on crack or they had been previously on crack, like relatively soon.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, I can't believe we didn't start. Hold on. Before we continue with our Coney Island talk.
Yes.
We need to talk about when we left radio last night.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, yes. Wait. So the hotel that we stay at when we're here pretty much is right near the sex museum.
Yeah.
And they put their garbage out just like everybody
else. They're neighbors. I mean, they are neighbors. They're touching.
They're Barstool's neighbors, too, pretty much. So one gal's trash is another gal's treasure, I always say. What did we stumble upon?
So we're walking down the street and just going back to the hotel after the show's over, and Kate looks down. I think you saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And laser beams.
And there was dildos, like a pile of dildos that they had thrown out. And not just like regular dildos that just looked like a penis, but it was fancy, like robot cocks.
They had all sorts of little like extensions on them, and they were crisp.
Stuff I never seen before. I thought they were made of paper mache.
You did. He kicked one. He kicked one of the dildos. He was like, that's not real. And it was real. And it's a good thing, you know.
And I thought maybe I should bring it home for my wife. Maybe it'd be a little gift.
And I was like, maybe I should pick one up, but I'm glad that we didn't because that would have been so weird.
Yeah, that would have been really strange.
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't do that too.
Oh, what's that sound?
That's awkward. That is uncomfortable.
Is that my purse?
That's uncomfortable.
Oh, that's my toothbrush. I got this new toothbrush. Hold on, let me turn it off.
That is uncomfortable.
Oh.
Yeah, so anyways, we went to Coney Island today, and Coney Island was wonderful. Whenever you get past it, it's just basically like, for me, a county fair that's set up on the beach.
Yeah, pretty much. And there's all sorts of different rides. There's all sorts of different food. And speaking of, we started off immediately We did the touristy thing. We got a Nathan's hot dog. But line was slow as hell.
The slowest line. I expect a hot dog place to be prepared. Whenever you're having hot dogs, onion rings, and fries, and that's the whole part of your menu, it should not take 20 minutes to move through the line.
No.
It did, though.
We felt like everyone was moving in slow motion. And then Chaps had his hippie pack on that looks like a hairy man's stomach. And the woman came to put the hot dogs down, and she was like, oh, I thought that was real. Like, she thought.
It was even better than she was like, oh, I thought that was your actual belly.
Yeah.
She had like a little accent. Yeah. Like, I thought that was your actual belly.
Yep. That was the only time she smiled the entire time. Yeah.
But I can't imagine working at Nathan's Hot Dog at Coney Island gives you a ton of joy.
No, it didn't look like a joyful place.
That's not a joyful place that
but
you want to be.
You know what was a joyful place for us?
What?
The Cyclone.
It was. We went on the Cyclone. As somebody who has traumatic brain injury, I felt like my brain was going to fall through my ear a couple times whenever we were doing it. But it was a good time.
That thing jostles you. And you know me. I'm a list lady. I have to look everything up and know everything about everything.
Wait, let's pause before we go through that part.
Okay.
So Kate and I leave from the East River at the Devour thing, and we go over to Coney Island. I swear to God, on like the 45-minute-long Uber drive, every turn that we go around, Kate's like, oh, so do you know about this spot in New York? I'm like, I do not know about this spot at all. And then she's like, I actually read a book about the Hudson River. I didn't tell her at the time, but that's a weird move just to pick up a book and read it about the Hudson River.
I had a book all about the Hudson River. I had a book on New York City birds, so I could tell you what the birds are, New York City plants. I could tell you Manhattan rests on a stone called Manhattan Schist.
Oh, tell them about the drop of water.
The drop of water?
Yeah.
Wait, which is that? I'm so lost in my facts.
Oh my gosh. The Hudson River is basically like a drop of water takes
how long? It takes like 3 months for a drop of water. If like 50 miles up from Manhattan, the Hudson River is kind of like a giant bay almost so far up because the incline is so slight and the tides pretty much it's like a big harbor, like 50 miles up. If you want to sit in a tube and float down to Manhattan, it ain't going to happen.
As one does.
Yeah, it's just not going to happen. You're not going to go anywhere, really. It's like a giant tidal basin almost. So, yeah. And it used to come out behind Hoboken, they believe. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
No. All sorts of cool fish in there.
Yeah.
Population surging back from the 70s when there was a lot of pollution.
Next time, maybe we'll talk about the wires.
We could.
Yeah.
Oh, Roebling on the Brooklyn Bridge, everyone? My goodness. I asked him today, I was like, if it starts to bug you that I just keep spouting out all these facts, let me know. And then 2 seconds later, I couldn't help myself. I was like, you see that building over there? There's a new, like, I cannot help it. I love this city. I love all that. I'm such a facts lady that, like, this city is, like, ripe for it.
That being said, let's hear some Coney Island facts.
Yeah, well, did you know the roller coaster that we rode today is 91 years old?
Mm-mm.
It's the 12th oldest in the country. It was built in 1927. In 1977, for the 50th anniversary, a man named Richard Rodriguez rode it 1,001 consecutive times.
If I rode that 1,001 second time, I'd have concussion.
Your brain would be absolute jelly.
And not to mention that, I feel you would get your shit jostled out of you.
Oh my, well, in 2007, a man did. He was celebrating his 53rd birthday, exited the ride with 3 crushed vertebrae, and he died several days later from complications from it because he jostled his neck in just the craziest right way.
Goodness
so,
gracious.
Ladies, if you're not trying to get to that third trimester.
If you're not lucky enough to find a dildo on the sidewalk.
Yeah, that too, you know, you never know. But there are so many cool facts because it's been there for so long. There was a head mechanic there for over 30 years who never rode it. But he says there were several weddings on the coaster.
Do you believe that you can work on a roller coaster for 30 years and never ride it?
Well, I feel like it's kind of irresponsible. How do you know all the ins and outs of it if you don't give it a whirl?
I don't believe that for one second.
We should hunt this fucking guy down.
He's a fucking liar.
Fuck that guy.
That piece of shit.
I've been holding that in all day.
That bastard.
Fuck that guy. Producer Brent's parents, as we said before, got stuck there on their first date. So we kind of owe... we wouldn't have a producer.
See, now in my head, because I've made the joke several times, I really think that producer Brendbaum got fingered on the Coney Island
probably. Ooh, you know what I mean?
Yikes.
I thought my seat was a little sticky. But there was even a guy in the Navy who did his reenlistment ceremony on it while it was going. So there's so much. So we were talking about amusement parks and all the crazy things. Like, I grew up going to them. Did you?
Yes.
What was your favorite spot, favorite ride?
Oh, I think it was called Kumba at Busch Gardens in Tampa. That was my favorite one.
Was it a roller coaster?
Yeah.
Oh. See, I'm a spinny girl myself.
Oh, like teacups.
A lot of people don't like that.
Gravitron?
Gravitron's a favorite. That musical one.
Tilt-A-Whirl?
I'm a big Tilt-A-Whirl girl. Yeah, I love all that kind of stuff. And did you know there's an International Association of Amusement Parks? People spend two billion people every year visit amusement parks. And in the U.S. alone, $55 billion a year is spent in amusement parks. There's over 400 in the U.S. We just want to be entertained.
We do.
And we don't care about shelling out those big bucks.
Mm-mm.
And that also, I'm doing the same thing where I'm just spouting out. Oh, did you want to talk? Well, too bad. Guess what? Most dangerous amusement park in the country. Guess which state?
Oh, Texas.
No.
Florida.
No, I'll give you a clue. I picked you up from the airport
Jersey.
New Jersey. That was
a good
clue.
That was a big clue. It's only happened once.
I'll give you a clue. It's New Jersey. Yeah. It opened in 1978 and closed in 96. Six people died there. The owner, it was a water park, he would pay employees $100 to test out new rides. Like, that was the safety check.
I love that safety check.
Really?
Yeah. And I would have definitely done it when I was younger.
So if there was a new ride out that looked fucking ridiculous, like, you'd be like, yeah, you could pay me enough to try it.
Well, I think the water parks are the scariest because you're going straight down in so many of them and you don't know if you're going to slide out, and you see like people flying over water slides all the time.
Yeah.
There's one in Texas that you go into like a spaceship looking thing and the floor completely drops out.
Oh, hell no.
So you don't even get into it. You get it, they close the door and they're like 3, 2, 1 and you drop and you go straight down. I mean, it basically gives you an enema. On your way down.
Well, you're a bidet guy. I feel like
am.
That would be right up your alley.
Yeah, your butthole's clean, but your heart's racing. So
that's true.
So
you're sucking in a little.
And you're sweating while you're wet.
I don't know. Some of them are too much for me. I like roller coasters. I like all that stuff. But certain things like that, I don't think I would do that.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I've always been kind of a risk taker with that kind of stuff.
Ugh. Well, do you remember when Fabio in the 90s?
Of course. Who doesn't?
Remember what happened to him on the roller coaster?
Who doesn't?
What was it then? What happened to him?
Well, when he got on the roller coaster, he actually, like, his hair got stuck on the side, and it slipped him out to the side away, and he was like, oh, my God. And they were like, we need to find something to get you out of here. And Fabio was like, please hurry up. My hair is so valuable. It's insured for over $100 million. And the guy was like, well, the only thing that I have is butter to get your hair out. And he's like, I can't. I have an exclusive contract with I Can't Believe It's Not Butter.
Yep.
So they had to go to a store. It was a Wawa. They found some. They brought it back, and he greased his hair up with that.
That I will never forget that. That was at Six Flags Terre Haute, I believe, is where that happened.
Yeah.
That, and he also got hit in the face by a goose on a roller coaster.
Did he?
Like, fucked his face up.
Goose goofing.
Goose goofing. Tabloid photos with, like, blood. His hair is, like, all flowy. He's got blood streaming down his face. But, yeah.
That being said, haven't you always thought that UFC fighters should do a morning before, morning after their fight, like side by sides?
Yes, I would love to see that.
That would be so good. And it would show the violence of the sport.
Full body, please.
Yeah.
Talking about penis. Yes, no, that would be cool. A little cauliflower ear action, or is that just wrestling, or does that happen with that?
No, it happens in MMA because they do a little bit of everything. They do a little wrestling techniques too, so they get cauliflower ear as well.
I wouldn't mind seeing that because your face is probably jacked up.
Definitely jacked up.
Chaps, do you ever play, it's a game called King's Cup?
Yes.
Where if you pull like a 7, it's categories.
Mm-hmm.
That was always my favorite card in that game. So, well, 7-7, I forget what it was. Too many brain cells killed.
Right.
But it'd be like favorite cereals, ready, go. And whoever you go around, like Cocoa Puffs, Rice Krispies, blah, blah, whoever ran out of an idea first and didn't have one, they had to drink or whatever.
Okay.
So I was thinking we could do it because last night on the show, we were British goofing with British phrases.
Right.
So you and me, back and forth, you only have like 2 seconds to come up with one. And
I think it's a good idea because our lovely British pals just got kicked out of the World Cup, too.
They did.
So I think if you're a British stoolie and you're listening, hopefully this will cheer you up a little bit.
This is a nod to you. But yeah, again, you have like 2 seconds. You better come up with a British phrase. You have to say it in a British accent.
Okay.
and I'm going to start it, okay?
Okay.
And we'll just go till we run out.
Okay.
Cross the pond.
All mouth, no trousers.
All my eye and Peggy Martin.
I'll be boggy.
An Englishman's home is castle.
Bang the rights.
Argue the toss.
Been as a knobnut.
As the actress said to the bishop.
Blinding.
At a loose end.
Chuffed.
At the end of your tether.
No one's nut.
Back foot.
Damp squib.
Bad mouth.
Doofer.
Banana skin.
Earwig.
Ah, barrack room lawyer.
Eating irons.
I'll be up to spout.
Fortnight.
Been in the wars.
The furs.
Beer and skittles.
Got it.
Before you could say knife.
Go to the square.
Belt and braces.
Hard cheese.
Bent as an iron.
Bonk.
Billy Wind.
Idiot box.
Black as the new game.
Jock.
Bob's your uncle.
Kerfluffle.
Box clever.
Keys neepers.
Brass nick.
No one's onions.
Oh, break your duck.
Laughing gear.
Buggleston.
Marbles.
Fire along.
Noob.
Cold time.
Nopty.
Oh, canary in the
corn. Arden sods.
Oh, cat's arse.
Old Bill, the old Bill.
Champagne socialist.
Teddy.
Champagne tastes
Penny dreadful.
Cheapest chips.
Queer
Chinese
someone's pitch.
Whispers.
Richard the Third.
Roses.
Come as a skiv.
Come up smelling roses.
Skin.
Covered love.
Spawny. Steamy. Take the mickey. That's so stupid.
When I had you to myself, I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand out in a crowd.
We'll be back next time. We'll be back on Tuesday with another episode. Join us on SiriusXM, either on demand or live from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. Next week on Wednesday, we'll be out in San Francisco. So if you want anything for us to do where we can be San Francisco goofing, hit us up. Let us know. Hop into our DMs at High Hater Show on Twitter and Instagram. Or just hit up me and Kate.
Cheerio, haters.
Oh, bye bye, governor.
Sweep your chimney, woo-woo-woo.
Woo-woo-woo.
All right. Ooh, ooh, ooh.